The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Hello, everyone. How's it going out there? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I don't know when you're listening to this. I appreciate that you are, though. Nikki Glaser Podcast. Every Monday through Thursday. Today is Tuesday's episode. I love a Tuesday. You got the rest of the week ahead of you. You got one in the can, you know. Waking up feeling good today. Did a little interesting thing. I've been having a really hard time getting out of bed, between you and me, Nose. I call you Nose sometimes, and Andrew has a problem with that because your name is Noah.
Why does he have a problem with it? I don't have a
problem
with it.
Because you're Jewish, and to call someone Nose, that's Jewish. I think that's it. And for me, that is not even on my radar, and so I just want to make sure that is okay with you. And now, because now when I say it, it stands out to me as like, is she think I'm being...
I spell it N-O-E-S. That's how I see it in my mind.
Oh, I say it like N-O-S. Like, no. Like, I call it like no. And then like you add an S to it when you love the person even more. Like, some people can call me Nick. And then when they call me Nix, it's like, are we best friends? Like, I love when someone calls me, I love a nickname. Don't you love a nickname? Because it just makes you feel loved. Like, did you have a nickname growing up ever? Or like... Are there any, when I say that, does anything come to mind of like, oh yeah, I love that when someone called me that?
I don't know if I love it all the time. I'll be honest about that. But growing up, my best friend and I called her Egg and she called me Bone.
Why Bone? First of all, I like Bone because I would think it meant like I was skinny. So I'm just going back to like, oh my God, I'm so little. Really?
Yeah, because Bone? I was so bony.
Why not Bones? I would add an S to it and make it more sweet. And you called her Egg because she looked like an egg. She was smart, egghead.
It was just like a mutation from notes that we wrote to each other.
Dude,
so
if you don't even talk
I think
to me
you understand
about mutations from notes. I mean, I went from calling my best friend in high school. Her last name's Holly, Laura Holly. Shout out. She like lives off the grid now. I don't even know what she's an incredible person, but she was the principal's daughter. It was like I was best friends with Malia Obama in fifth grade. And then I didn't even know who her family was. And then we went to middle school, sixth grade. Her dad's our freaking principal. Then we go to high school after eighth grade. Her dad becomes our principal 10th grade. We only had 1 year without him. Then he switches to high school. He was our principal the whole time. And it's wild being best friends with the principal's daughter because there's certain perks, you know, you get to... maybe go into the school on a Saturday and play with those little, you know, those little scooters we used to have? They're like a square and they have four wheels on them and you sometimes break them out in gym class when your teacher's hungover. Or, you know, it's the same thing as the parachute that you go in a circle and you... These are all like nostalgic 80s kids things, 90s kids things. I was born in 84, if anyone's wondering. So we would go and decorate the bulletin boards. All because we had the privilege of having her dad be principal and let us in the school so we could work more at school. We were dorks, to be honest with you. And, so Holly is her last name. Field hockey comes in high school. She has this like attitude of like, I don't care. Like she didn't wear makeup. She didn't want to do her hair. Her mom is like a very girly girl. And I think she just was rebelling the other way and was like, I don't care about anything like that. So we called her Holla. Then it came into Holla from Holly. So we were like, Holla don't cur. And she was the hockey. She was our field hockey goalie. And she was just like, I don't care. She'd like hit a ball and be like, I don't care. And we'd be like, Holla don't cur. And we used to draw pictures of her. I mean, I feel like we were just, we would bully our friends. I got bullied too. Regardless, we called my friend Holla. Then we got lazy and we just started calling her Hul, and we put an umlaut over the U just to be weird. So when we would write notes about each other, we'd be like, I'm going to his house later. And then it just turned into Hul because Holla didn't care so much that she didn't even care about pronouncing her name. And so we would just call her Hul. The only nicknames I've had is there was this, they've always been from black people. And dare I say, I've enjoyed my names from my black friends, my nicknames, better than, it feels cooler to me because, I don't know, that it just feels like, oh good. Like, there's a camaraderie there, like, that I've always, like, really sought. I grew up in, like, a white neighborhood, didn't have, like, black friends, like, growing up until I went to school. And then when they gave me nicknames, I was like, yes. Maybe they were cruel. But one guy called me Nickel Pickle Pearl. I thought that was a great name. That was fifth grade. Then I got a rap name from a guy in college named, he called me, he goes, I'll give you your rap name, which I know this is, like, stereotypical, like, oh, a black guy was giving out rap names. He was doing it. I didn't go, hey, guy over here, will you give me a rap name because you're black? He was giving people rap names. He goes, where are you from? What's your name? I go, Nikki. He goes, where are you from? I said, St. Louis. He goes, what's your last name? I said, Glazer. And he goes, St. Nicka Blaze. And I go, Nicka sounds too much like the other thing, so I'm not going to say that, but that is a cool name. Thank you. And then Sherrod Small, who I've said a bunch of times, says I eat like a runaway rabbit, which is one of the my favorite ways someone's made fun of my eating disorder. Because there's myriad ways to poke fun at the way I eat. And although I struggle with eating issues now, I don't struggle with eating issues now as much. They're very, very in the background. You can always DM me to ask me how, if you struggle with them as well, overeating or undereating or overexercising or bulimia. But in the past, when I ate like gigantic meals of like vegetables because I was starving all day, Sherrod Small would come up to me at the cellar and he'd go, Nikki, you eat like a runaway rabbit. And it made me feel so good because it was like, good, we're calling out how ridiculous all my salads are, which everyone wants to make fun of, but no one has a way of doing it. But it also made me feel like a cute little bunny that like, and I am a runaway rabbit. That's why I have an eating disorder. I feel insecure. Like I don't have enough love in my life. I don't have a home. I'm always running from things. It was a very loving, like I felt seen by that. And a rabbit is so cute, even though a buck-tooth beaver is what I got called by another black guy, a half black guy, Ray Poole in fifth grade. He made fun of me and called me a bucktooth beaver, and that one really stung. But that was because I was stealing his pencils, and not stealing, but borrowing, because I knew he would lend them to me, and then I would just assume he would give them to me. We're off on quite a tangent. Let me finish my nicknames. And then Sherrod Small also calls me Nicole and Nick and Nix, and I love it, and I like nicknames, and it makes me feel just loved. And I never got, my dad calls me babe. We all know that. Oh boy. And I don't need that. I might want that in a relationship, but now it's ruined for a relationship. I'm like, great. I used to love babe. That's what I used to call all my boyfriends, just dying for them to call it to me back. Recently was called baby. Never liked the idea of being called baby in a relationship. Got called it not too long ago. Loved it. Literally made me cry the second the person said it to me, because it was just so loving and I couldn't handle like that much love being like put on me out of nowhere. And he had never called me that before. It was like the first time I was just like, and I just burst into tears and it was really embarrassing, but it would just show that like, I just want someone to, I just want love. Don't we all just want love? I'm trying to think of other nicknames. I was called Grandma Jennifer in high school by Courtney DeBoard, who was making fun of the fact that I had a limp because I had shin splints so bad that I limped when I ran. And so I had a limp, so she called me Grandma and Jennifer because I straightened my hair with an iron and I was like Jennifer Aniston. I think I covered that on the pod. Okay, those are all my nicknames. I was a cunt this morning, Noah, to Andrew. Sorry to use the C word. I was
What happened?
I don't know, man. I figured out a thing where I like... So I've been having a really hard time getting out of bed in the morning, and not because I'm like depressed. It's just like, I just want to keep sleeping. And it's not because my dreams, I used to be so depressed that I would say my dreams are better than my life. That's not true. The other day I couldn't get out of bed. I set my alarm for 8 and I couldn't get out of bed till 10. I kept pressing snooze because I was at a live streaming of a birth. Amy Schumer's assistant was giving birth and they were live streaming it, and I needed to stay in case it happened, even though it was over 24 hours. So my dreams aren't even interesting. It's like the Mitch Hedberg joke where he's like, dreams suck because you're like, you like, I forget his joke, but he says, had a great joke about it that I wish I didn't even know he had it, because it feels like I could find the same joke naturally, and then I could be like, I get to do it because I didn't know about his joke. But the thing is, I do know about his joke. And he's like, dreams suck because some can be wonderful, where it's like you could do anything in your dream. You could be making out with like a supermodel or like your dream person, but instead he's building a shelf with his landlord. Like, it's like those kind of, he has like some specific thing where you're like, the other day I woke up and I go, why was I so dead set on staying in this dream? So what I started doing, which I read on Reddit, we have a Reddit dump later on today, I follow ADHD women on there, because I have ADHD and I'm medicated for it now. My ADHD medicines are like save myself from depression and make me want to get out of bed, and like they just are, they saved me. And but when I get out of bed, I take one and it takes an hour to kick in. But then I read a suggestion that you take them, you wake up, you set your alarm, you put one on your nightstand, you pop it when you're still asleep, like at 8. And then by 9 o'clock, you like wake up and you're already in medicated. So I woke up today and I was like in a good mood. I was like, I'm going to be on time for the podcast for literally the first time ever. Just listeners, I want to let you know I am late for the podcast every single day. And that is not something I'm proud of. It is not okay. Noah, however, knows that Noah knows. That, what if I called you Big Nose? Like, I'm like, you know how it's like a, I'm like a term of deer, like, oh, big, like, oh, Big Nicks, like, but not big, but then it's like Big Nose. And then it's like, you know what? Maybe you should ease off of that. So, Little Nose, every day allows me to be late and has never made me feel bad about it. But the second she wants me to be on time, I will, because I don't like late people. But it's your fault, Noah. You let me. That's what I'm saying. I take no accountability. But no, I'm
there's
late
never
every
been
day.
A case where it's been urgent. And I know that once I tell you, hey, it's kind of urgent for you to be here pronto, I know that you'll fulfill that.
Oh, that's really
because
nice.
Because I know
you. Thanks, girl. Yeah, we do know each other. We've worked together a really long time. And we used to go live on air every single day at 10 a.m. Yeah. Eastern. And I think I was late twice in, you know, 2 years of doing a show.
Yeah.
And it was always like 90 seconds late because the elevator was stuck or I was bothering Nelly in the lobby and embarrassed myself. What I was going to say was I thought I was going to be in a good mood today. I went and got my coffee. I'm like, I'm going to be on time. I'm listening to my ex-boyfriend's radio show. I'm having a good time, like my morning rituals. And then Andrew comes out of his room and he's drinking one of these Celsius drinks, these like, you know, energy drinks that are like now populating our fridge. And I like those drinks. I get them when I go to Equinox and I want to spend $4 on a tiny can of something. When I just want to waste money, I'm like, let me get a Celsius drink. And because they look cool, they're white cans. They have like watermelon flavors. They're sparkling. They're energy. And I go, what's going on with the Celsius drinks? Because I just know that he was marketed to in some way. Like some, I know that someone drank that he wants to be. And I know that's mean of me to like, try to get an answer that I know I want and then keep going for it when I don't get it because I know the truth and I think I know people better than they know themselves. But I just go, what's going on with the Celsius drinks? Like he goes, oh, I just like, I was crashing hard from coffee and tea makes me feel like less of a crash. And I was like, I actually just read last night that coffee, I read on, you know, decaf Reddit, subreddit, that coffee withdrawals are less severe, just anecdotally from one person, than tea ones. I think I told Andrew it was a study, so I should probably fess up to the fact that it was an anecdotal story. But I go, yeah, well, actually, tea doesn't even fucking... I go, that's not even true, Andrew, because tea... Blah, 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 blah. I was being such a bitch as I'm heating up my fucking huge latte that I'm going to have four more of. Like, I don't have a problem. Like, I wasn't marketed to by Starbucks. So then he goes, and... Christian Ronaldo, or like, no, Dustin Poirier is the face of Celsius drinks. And I go, there it is. That's what I was looking for. The guy you want to be more than anything. You think there's a part of you that thinks that you'll be him if you drink it. And back to what I said yesterday, this is all projection. As soon as I said it, I go, there it is. That's what I was looking for. But really, I drink smart water because Jennifer Aniston drinks it. I literally, when I go, well, she used to, but when I used to go to the water like cooler at a convenience store and get a bottled water, more often than not, I would reach for the smart water, not because of any other reason than I've seen Jennifer Aniston do it. And I know that's the reason. So I was a brat to Andrew. And then we got into a thing where the other day, he was listening to the Avett Brothers really loud in my living room and he was clapping along with it, Noah. Off beat, like off in such a way. And I see Andrew do it all the time because there's a lot of music being played around here and he claps along, but it's off rhythm. The same reason I didn't start playing guitar until I was 36 is the reason that I yell at Andrew for being off beat when he claps. It's because my dad cannot handle any kind of musical deficiency that could be alleviated by practicing. So my dad would admonish me harshly for any kind of music faux pas. And then I would be shamed into never clapping again, never playing guitar again. And now I'm doing the same thing to Andrew, but I really don't want him to clap anymore. But I called him on it immediately and I go, Andrew, I let it go for 2 minutes because I go, maybe this is a bit. And he goes, it was a bit. And I go, for 2 minutes alone, I'm in doing my makeup in my room. I go, alone, you're doing a bit of clapping off. And he goes, I go, try to clap on rhythm. And he did. But he still maintains that he was doing a bit alone by clapping off rhythm. And I said, you remind me of the guy from The Brother and There's Something About Mary when he wants his baseball. That's how you're clapping. And I'm not making fun of mentally handicapped people that clap along to things and cannot keep a clap going on the beat because they have mental disabilities. But perhaps Andrew has that same one. And that is not a... But at the same time, Noah, he's really good at guitar in a way that frustrates me. Like, he can play songs. The thing is, he's more free to fuck up. And when you're free to fuck up, you can be better at things. And that is just the biggest lesson I've learned in life is, like, when you... That's why I can write a song, is because I allowed myself to be bad. And Andrew allows himself to be bad, and I am jealous of that. Hey, Andrew.
Good morning.
I was just telling them, first of all, how'd you sleep?
Slept good. I got a nice message last night from a couple fans about flushable wet wipes, so.
You dreamed of those?
Yeah.
You had a sweet dream, sweet dreams of those?
I dreamed about being able to wet my asshole and go to sleep.
I'm so glad. Thank you so much to our fans for falling up there. I was just talking about how I was mean to you in the kitchen about the Celsius drinks and the clapping off rhythm and how it's all because my dad used to be mad at me about being bad at music. And so I have those same like... you know, I do the same things to you and try to shame you. But the truth is, you're actually a pretty talented musician. Although the clapping off rhythm for 2 minutes by yourself when you didn't know I was listening, it's hard for me to believe that was a joke you were doing for yourself for 2 minutes.
So that started off very kind and then ended with, again,
no, I'm still admitting that it's me yelling at you about it was projection, and I am sorry, and I was in a mood this morning, and the Celsius drinks, you drink those because Dustin Poirier drinks them, and I got to that even though I knew that was it, but the truth is, I drink water because Jennifer Aniston drinks it, so it's all the same shit.
But why even try to get this? Because I understand these things without you telling me them.
Because I could have said it like this, and you would have been more pissed off instead of me going, what's going on with the Celsius drinks? Because first of all,
that's how you did it.
That's how I did it. But I could have gone.
And you say it again in a tone that's like very judgmental. And if it was the other way around and I go, well, how many things are you eating? You would fucking, if I was counting what you do.
I didn't count anything that you did.
You go, what happened with the pistachios? There was pistachios too before that.
Because there was a pistachio dump because I didn't understand where they were being. I literally was like, are those from your car? That was not me judging anything about your food. I woke up this morning and I was making my two bowls of oatmeal. I ate the same thing every day. I'll talk about anything I eat. I was just saying how I'm accountable for my food. However,
I'm
open the trash
too.
And there is like a pound of pistachio shells and they're in the sink too. And I was just like, what happened? I haven't even seen a pistachio in our house. So it was just weird to me. That's where I was like, where did they come from? I was not judging you at all about that. I really didn't mean for that to come off that way.
I'm going to do some weird things probably with my diet or like whatever I do, like during the day or how I work out or whatever. And it's like, I just don't want to feel like I'm like being like, why are you doing that?
Well, the Celsius drink, I was just wondering because I wondered if you got a deal on them because I know they're like $4 a pop, those things. Really?
It's like $2.
So well, I guess but when yeah. I was buying them at fucking Equinox, I just know that I thought maybe someone gave you a hookup because they're expensive and I just don't see, I just can't imagine you would pick those out of every drink in the cooler. And then, so, and I also No, I also, how I could have said it, which would have been pissed you off even more, is like, who drinks these that you want to be?
No, I actually like, I don't.
You would have liked that more?
I don't know if I'd like either one, obviously.
How should I ask it?
No, it's just like, just be like, well, the reasoning is that I've been drinking a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
And before I got on Zoloft, I could not handle coffee because my anxiety would go through the roof when I'd come down from coffee.
Yes.
Lately, I've been drinking coffee to work out in the morning. I've been very routine about working out. I've been doing a very good job. I feel like doing that. And I've been crashing like crazy after the coffee wears off. So I wanted something that was more of a general like
just energy. A different approach to caffeine.
Yeah, a different approach to caffeine, but not eliminating caffeine. But
right.
So, you know, whatever. And then my boy Dustin Poirier, who I love, who has a great body, and I'll tell you all this, he looks great when he sweats, he beats the shit out of people, he's everything I want to be, drinks Celsius. And that came up on my Instagram story. I was like, oh, what's up with these energy drinks?
Okay, that's all, and I wanted to know.
That's how it all...
I just like to explore, because, and honestly, I will always admit that I consume things because Instagram ads get me. We were talking about it yesterday, in fact, of like... girls on Reddit talking about Instagram ads that influence them and ones that they've bought and they regret. And I love when I've targeted things that are like that, because sometimes targeted ads know me better than a guy who gets me gigantic turquoise earrings for my birthday, who I've known for 2 years.
They weren't that big.
They were so big. I actually,
can we show
the
them?
Funniest thing, by the way, our PS Instagram. To the besties out there. Remember yesterday when I had the fanny pack of things for my bathroom that I hated? And I couldn't find anything that I hated.
Yeah.
I had the earrings in that fucking fanny pack and I forgot that I put... They were a joke because I don't hate them. Someone did write to me and say that they wanted me to send them because I said I would send them. I want to revoke that, and not because I didn't mean it in the moment, but because if Andrew dies or something happens to Andrew, I would be very sad if I gave up those earrings that he gave me and that were like a funny joke in our relationship. So my... hoarderism, that is the same reason I can't throw out a pillowcase I stole from an ex-boyfriend, the same reason I can't throw out a pillow that a boyfriend's mom gave me, the same reason I can't throw away a lot of weird things that I've kept from relationships, is the same reason I can't send you those earrings, even though I did promise that, and I'm sorry, and I will buy you another pair of turquoise earrings. Also, real quick, people who wrote me about sending them the book, I said I'd send up to 10 people a month, either the Healing Back Pain or one of the Alan Carr books to quit something if you were really ready to do it and you couldn't afford a book yourself. That offer still stands. I think I got 3 people who wrote to me, one of which lived in Canada, and so I had to find a different bookseller. Will you all DM me again? Because I lost track of your addresses, and that's just me being not me not wanting to send you a book, but this offer goes until July 1st. The first 10 people, I've already had 3 that want either Healing Back Pain or one of the Alan Carr books, for someone, either you or someone in your life who's really ready to quit dealing with pain, I will send it to you and no questions asked. But also don't live out of the country because it's really hard for me to figure out how to get it to you. And I don't know if I will extend this offer, but it's just something I wanted to do for the time being for someone who couldn't afford and wants to quit and get their pain under control. And I'm always interested in different things you guys send me that have helped you in your life, because you know a girl loves a book that can change your life. So Andrew, I makeup podcast. This isn't going to be all makeup, but I'm sorry for going hard on you this morning with the Celsius drinks. Keep on drinking them. Sorry for bringing up the pistachios. I just burped in the trash because that's your thing, and I didn't mean to make you feel bad about that. And we're gonna have a great show.
Yeah, I'm all good.
You wanna apologize for anything?
Yeah, I'll apologize for you being an idiot. I apologize for you. No, I know you very well, and so when like I can literally feel when you're like about to project something, like before you even project it. I really can, and I know that's maybe.
Why don't you start trying to predict it, and you just go, what's the sound of a projector screen? It's like. It's like a, you know, like a projector screen, like when they used to roll in those things into class.
Oh, with the like,
and it goes, and they would write on them with the pen. Remember the ones where they have the clear sheet, yes, and they write on with the pen? That would give me ASMR all fucking day, and the room would be dark. I would fall asleep during all of those quadratic formula explanations.
I actually paid attention more when that big machine came in. It was so big, and the light was so bright.
To any children listening, you missed out on those, and to any like. like boomers listening, you also missed out. This is just a Gen X, Gen...
I mean, how great does it feel to even just write with a marker and erase it? I mean, it's
I like chalk. Oh. Chalk is my favorite.
I love the smell of a marker.
Oh my God, I know. Noah has a little dry erase board where she tells us like 1 minute or bring Andrew in or Nikki, shut the fuck up or Nikki, like apologize time.
Yesterday was what? Sad? No. Accomplishment and sad because we had to bring it up. So that's what Noah wrote on the board.
Yeah, she wrote like Nikki's accomplishments and why she's sad. I have so much to talk about, as always. Andrew, anything that you want to say before we get started? Because I didn't really let you talk, which I know, I'm sure it's, people know that's my MO. I have such paranoia that you and Noah both get notes about me all the time being like, hey, I just want to let you know that like, I love you, but like Nikki is awful. And then like you guys both like harbor these from me and like don't share them, or you'll share them to each other and go like, how do we get Nikki to like stop doing this without like this person writing her? Because I know sometimes people write me really mean things about myself, or like they write me to be like, the way you talked to Andrew or whatever was like really mean. And that's what's caused me to like look at myself. So I'm grateful for people calling me out. But I also know at the same time they're writing Andrew being like, we don't like the way Nikki talks to you. And then Andrew knows that he has support, which is good. But he also knows, I also know that they've written him like, we're both aware of the same thing that someone called us out for. And now we have to talk to each other about it. Like sometimes listeners can instigate things, which need to be brought up. But at the same time, there's like a comment sometime on something and we both have seen it, but we both haven't talked about it yet. And we're like, oh God, now we got to address that comment of that person. That's bringing up shit.
Someone will project whatever, however they feel like you're talking to me or whatever. They think it's a bigger deal than it is. And then it will,
or they're dead, try to they're influence, spot on.
Or they could be spot on, but I'm just saying like, I don't, I try not to let that influence me on how I see you or because they don't see us during the day. They don't know how.
Yeah, they don't see how bad it gets.
Yeah, they don't see,
the bruises.
They don't see the bruises underneath my that you hit.
I'm just trying to. I want to hit you right on the jaguar on your arm so that it turns into, so that it covers up your tattoo. Actually, I love the jaguar tattoo. I love both your tattoos. But the other day when we were meeting our new friends, you know, the
orthopedic surgeon
Pat and
Marissa,
the
nurse, yeah,
who didn't want to come over for Bachelor last night, but she had plans already, but they're coming over next week, hopefully.
She wrote me a comment behind your back.
When you were showing him your arm and talking about like something going on with your arm, I was like, how does like a doctor not laugh sometimes at like bad tattoos? Because there was a jaguar that said puddles underneath it, staring at this man in the face as a 41-year-old man complained of his joint mobility. And it's just like, that's funny to me, is that like, did he ask you about the jaguar at any point, you think, like before?
No, he never mentioned the jaguar.
Do you ever feel weird, like, oh, I hate that I have to point out this part of my arm when I'm trying to get real advice?
I mean, now I do.
Jackpot on it.
Now I do.
I mean, would feel so silly.
I mean, it is what it is. Yeah, they're kind of silly. They're kind of funny. They look kind of good.
No, they're...
And they're just part of me.
Honestly,
I don't even give a shit.
I love your tattoos, and I love that you're...
But I get what you're saying. There's something about a 41-year-old being like, oh my God, my arms are killing me, while I'm trying to look like a 22-year-old, like, fuckboy. So it's like, oh my God.
I wouldn't say those look like fuckboy. It says puddles, and then it's a jaguar.
But the jaguar is fuckboy.
But it looks like say puddles is like a very feminine thing. It's like feminine and masculine, but I think that's a feminine. A jaguar is like, that's a... I look at that as like a strong female jaguar.
I'll take it. I got the nipples for it.
All right, let's get to the news.
The news, apparently.
You have the nipples for it in terms of like, because they're like...
They're puffy, like
they're
women's
puffy, so
nipples.
They're like, when you know, dogs, when they're like about to give birth, they stick their nipples stick out. Because
yeah, I look like
an old
pit bull that's like white, but also pink. You know what I'm talking about? The ones that have like a chain fucking leash and you don't want to go anywhere near them because their owners look exactly like them and also have 8 nipples somehow.
Oh my God. Ugh. Poor puppies.
Yeah, but I love them.
I know.
That's what you got to do with pit bulls. Anytime you make fun of pit bulls, you got to be like, but there are some really good pit bulls out there.
The pit bull brigade to get on your case. No,
it's
and
a
go,
strong one.
I don't like the way Nikki talks to you. Also, pit bulls do not kill toddlers.
Anytime like a Jack Russell bites someone, they go, oh, I thought pit bulls were bad. It's like, it has nothing.
It's just about the owner. It's all the owner. Whenever Luigi is being weird, I never get mad at him. I get mad at him. Sometimes I get frustrated, but it's with myself because I know that everything you do, it's your dog. Your dog is
goes
you.
To your dog, yes.
If you were chill, your dog would be chill.
Yeah, if you chain your dog up and have him fight in cage matches, he's probably not going to be that chill.
Luigi and I, by the way, were really good right now. And it took that night of me writing a song about him to really connect.
Oh, really?
I'm not joking.
He wrote
you.
Me. He also wrote
he
me.
He DM'd you?
Yeah, he DM'd me.
Fuck. He's what did like, he say?
He said the bridge was... he said nothing made him
what
sadder
What would Luigi's
than,
voice be?
Hello, Andrew.
Oh, yeah, because he's a little chihuahua, so it's a little bit of a Mexican.
It's Mexican, but also Italian. He's like, hello, meet me by the steps. And I was like, what steps? He's like, the Italian steps where my Vespa is.
Oh, yeah, you always say that Luigi looks like he should be riding a Vespa, which always makes me feel sweet.
He should be wearing an open shirt, an open white button down with five buttons down. And
he's not that confident.
I know.
I'm projecting.
I know. That's the thing. I think he is. You got to give it to him.
Okay.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
You just startled Luigi with that. He's in my lap, by the way, everyone.
Oh, man. I hope you're having all the swells out there, having a great time. I know Tuesdays could be rough, but you know what's worse than a Tuesday? Getting kicked in the dick. Okay. All right, boy. You're going to like this one. The TikTok bee lady that, you know, you were talking about the other day faces backlash from the beekeeping community.
Who talks like this when she rescues bees.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to be very soothed, you just turn on the TikTok bee lady and she talks like this as she handles bees gently and doesn't get stung. She probably gets stung one or two times, but usually when bees are trying to find a new habitat, they are not in a stress situation and are very docile, and you can easily use your hand to wave them to the next place you put them if you find the queen.
That's how she talks. I love her.
Oh my God. I was in a trance.
Dude, get on this beast, this TikTok
lady. I feel like we're just
thing.
Talking like Noah when we do that.
I know Noah does.
Noah's talks, a little bee lady.
Noah has great ASMR capabilities if she ever wanted
Noah,
to.
Noah, talk about
them.
Bees real quick.
Yeah. Will you just soothe, like slowly talk
I
about
can't.
Bees?
Will I
you
just can't tell because us, I'm laughing.
Will you tell us about the bee lady in your most soothing voice?
Close your eyes, too. It feels good.
Bees are natural pollinators, and we need to have community gardens that support the bees.
Oh, my God. Noah, that's a really good impression.
The bee lady, I love her more than ever after I read this story that's Noah, in Andrew's headlines.
You were so cute this morning. Noah sent us the bee headline, and she was like, I love a woman that stands up for herself because this bee bitch did not appreciate all these bee fucking heads are so jealous because they're saying she's doing this wrong. It's like, does everyone who does a job do it perfectly, you idiot? Everyone sometimes makes a little mistake. Maybe her pinky finger kicked a bee off, and like, you know, like there's always something that you can poke fun and say that someone's doing it wrong, but they're all fucking dudes that are just very threatened by this bee woman. What did
no,
she
it's
say
a lady is actually,
there was a woman
but
who
yes,
took down
yes,
her.
Well, I bet a man was telling that woman to type.
Well, this is the thing.
These things, I'm just kidding.
Beehive people, they, you know, they look like fencers. Like they're covered with. They're not allowed to show their face.
You're right.
So it's like if like a quarterback played with like his helmet off and showed his good hair. It's like, fuck you. You can't also be a beekeeper and show how hot you are. Like they were a little.
Oh, they're mad that she's hot.
Well, she tends to fix the bees when
she
wears.
And she has
wears,
a very sexual voice to some people.
And
but that's not
popular.
Her choice. Yeah, and she's extremely popular. But the thing is, she's just raising awareness that don't call an exterminator when you have a bee situation. Buck up. Also, shout out to the person who DM'd me and said, thank you so much for calling people who are scared of bees attention seekers, because I would say a lot of them are. And this person goes, you're so right. And I felt so validated because I thought I was going to get a lot of hate from people being like, I'm scared of bees. And it's not because my mom didn't love me enough. And I'm like, I think it was.
Yeah, well, that, you know, I mean, look, I think that they, so there's different kind of bees. Mm. So they're like scared that other people are going to go and be like, oh, I could just handle a beehive.
Yeah,
and the
well,
next thing you know,
stupid.
A 9-year old.
Like,
yes,
I see a guy
I
on
agree.
A tractor.
I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just
no,
saying
no, no,
like
I
that's
know you're
what,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like just,
I have. Yeah. I just wanted to say that, like, I love her conviction in and her belief in what she does, because she didn't apologize to all these bee critics.
Yes.
She stood up for herself and she's like, I know what I'm doing. And it, like, if you guys are upset that like a man is not doing it,
like, I just loved her response to all the criticism. I was like, yes, I love a woman who stands up for herself.
I do too.
They say that she wears like the beehive outfit and that she doctors the videos to make it look like
she doesn't wear it.
No, I'm saying this is what they said.
She's in plain clothes.
This is what they said, though.
We're just being defensive of you being the news giver. We don't think this is your
I'm just like, but I don't even get done with the sentence, and everyone's like, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
It's like, no, dude.
I'm really giddy about this. I'm sorry. I'm like very hyper.
You know what I like? This is rarely happens where someone tries to get someone is almost canceled, you know, and this isn't about her going to a plantation themed party back in college or something. People are saying that she's doing harmful things to the bees and to the bee community and all this stuff. And it's just totally off basis from people who are jealous of how much she's getting attention for it. What you're saying of like not backing down and standing up, when people get canceled for shit of like racist stuff they did in the past, or, you know, Ellie Kemper, St. Louis headline, Ellie Kemper, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, also, Erin on The Office. She was almost canceled the other day because she won this VP. It's kind of like a debutante ball in St. Louis that a bunch of white, rich, private school. St. Louis is very segregated. Like I was saying before, I grew up not knowing any black people but I went to public school. So I got to know black kids from that because we had a program where they bust kids from the city into our school. Thank God. Cause I would have grown up with knowing no black kids, not because I didn't want to, but because St. Louis is fucking segregated as shit and no one wants to talk about it. So they used to have this VP fair, which is Veiled Prophet. They used to have the VP fair, which was the fair, now Fair St. Louis, the biggest fair in St. Louis, was started by like these fucking Confederate, like Veiled Prophet, like KKK. It has like all, it's all based on like white men and like white supremacy. Like, but this girl that was in this pageant didn't fucking know that. The girls that are in the pageant, maybe some of them know that, but at this point, VP has been changed over. Years ago, they changed it to Fair St. Louis because they wanted to disassociate from the racist start of it. Like how it got started was based on all like racism and segregation and, you know, the South will rise bullshit. And so now they've gotten away from it. They rebranded, but there are still people like Ellie Kemper, who is my age, when she was in high school, won the VP debutante ball, which means you're the most popular, accomplished private school girl there is. Didn't mean that she was racist and she's trying, they're trying to cancel her for it. And I think she made a statement about like not knowing what it was. And let's be honest, that doesn't mean you shouldn't now educate yourself and say, I don't want anything to do with that kind of stuff and like, and change and do good to erase the fact that something that you being a part of that might have hurt people of color or people who love people of color. Now, take accountability. But for her to go, I need to be, for us to cancel her for that seems insane to me. But that's just the way I am thinking about it. Please enlighten me if you think differently. But Trader Joe's did the best example of this. And Sam Harris kind of enlightened me to this. And he has very controversial thoughts based upon all cancel culture. And I don't really know exactly where I stand because I'm terrified of being canceled. But I will say that I remember hearing that Trader Joe's got a lot of shit because they had they have like a Mexican food brand of theirs called like Trader Jose's. And like, because it's like Mexican food. So it's called Trader Jose's. And then there's another one that's maybe like, it was like an Asian take on the name Joe. I don't even know what it was. And people go, let's cancel Trader Joe's, you know, these, because that is racist. And Trader Joe's goes, no, we're going to still make them because we know that we're not being racist when we're doing this. And, so no, and we're not going to give you, we're not going to change just because you want us to. Because that would be just doing it because we got bullied into it. We know we're not evil because of this. And, we've done our research and it really doesn't offend any. It's offending the white people who are, you know,
trying to cancel.
Yeah. And so like, no one does that though. So when I'm prepared for when they come after me and they try to cancel me for something I said in the past, which I'm sure I said something fucking stupid in the past or on this very same podcast where I said, I liked when black people give me nicknames because it feels good because I grew up not being around black people and I wanted to be accepted by them and be friends with them. And I felt like I somehow wasn't accepted. And so when black people give me nicknames, it means more to me than white people giving me nicknames. If you want to cancel me for that, I will hear you out. But not giving in.
Well, the people that go, like the beekeeper, for example, the negative people, the ones that are like, she's dangerous, like this emotion. And then we give them a platform. Well, everyone has a platform mm-hmm. now. But then you give them a platform and you give it oxygen to breathe and make it real, as opposed to being like, no, fuck you. Let's not. Well, you know, I mean, it's clickbait. I mean, we're talking about it right now. We're talking about these people. But the problem is like the beekeeper, like, it's just like, I don't know. I just feel like you can't give weight to when people are being negative, especially big, like, fucking publications and big, like, social media sites.
It's so hard to ignore, though, because the second you put out a statement going, if I put out a statement that goes, I want to address a stand-up set I did in 2009 that recently resurfaced.
Yeah,
because what I'm doing now is taking the stand-up set that only three people have seen, that maybe it will, you know, and I'm talking about something, I don't even know, this isn't even a thing that exists. It's like my deepest fear that something comes out that I'm like, you know, that I'm horrified by, because I said things back in the day. I said something this morning to Andrew that I'm horrified by. You think I didn't say things I'm horrified by 10 years ago on stage? Of course I did. So my thing is, like, when you address it, it alerts everyone to it. And you think you're getting ahead of it by being like, I'm accountable. But instead, it just lets everyone know that you did it. And instead, it's just like, it's a case by case basis, because some things do need to be apologized for and accounted for. But I know that when I see criticism of me that can teeter on cancel stuff, which has happened before, when I've ignored it, it goes away. If I were to retweet it and go, I just want to explain this, it would only let everyone know. It's just like when I pretended, when I made a fake post that I was in a Super Bowl ad. Right? I'm not in a Super Bowl ad. I was making a joke off of everyone bragging about being Super Bowl ads. And I posted a story on my Instagram story that said, I can't wait for my Super Bowl ad. It was a picture that I thought clearly no one would think this is really a Super Bowl ad. Cut to the next day, my dad goes, you're in a Super Bowl ad? Everyone, and then people believed it. I guarantee you there's 1,000 people out there who saw my story that think I was in a Super Bowl ad. They never saw the Super Bowl ad, but that doesn't mean that they don't think it's still out there. They just think they went to go get a drink when it aired. And so when you give attention to things, fake or real, it gives them life.
Well, look, I love that the beekeeper, she goes against the grain. She doesn't wear the mask. She does what the fuck she wants to do. What would be terrible is if to her next video, she's like in a full beekeeper outfit and she's like, here you go, masses. I'm going to be.
She just has her pussy out. Yeah. But everything else is covered, because that'd be so funny. Just tits and puss, but everything else is covered. Wait, next story real quick. If you, just so you know, if you see a bee that's dying on the sidewalk, we all know that bee hives are collapsing, right? And that's like the sign of the end of the times.
Especially native bees, apparently. That's like different than honeybees. That was
I would like them to change that name, because native bees.
Trader Joe bees?
Yes, I would prefer that. If you see a bee on the sidewalk that's struggling and about to die, what do you do? Very quick. Do you guys know either way? Like how to, if a bee is like exhausted and like lands and you are like, oh my God, this bee's about to die. Do you know how to save it?
Mouth to mouth?
Yes. Moving on. No. You get a spoonful of water and sugar, and just like half sugar, half water. And then you just feed it to it. Just get that bee some sugar as quick as possible. And you can save a whole, you can really create a lot of change if you see a struggling bee.
All bees are like diabetic a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah. And they're just having like a, you know, a crash. Maybe they need to switch to Celsius. Next story.
Dustin Poirier.
Poirier. I can't wait till you start drinking Perrier, because you're like, it sounds like his name.
The U.S. Coast Guard rescued 3 adults and 2 dogs on a giant inflatable pink flamingo
who
was swept away on a river in Alaska.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Look at that. It does look, there's a picture of it. It looks like there is, so it's out to like a sea almost. It's on like a lake. I guess it's on the sea. So there's 2 dogs and 2 guys on this giant pink flamingo. That is hilarious.
I mean, if you're going to die, this is the way to go out, I feel
like. Oh my God. I was just reading about the story. So they were rescued, right, Noah?
Well, they saved the flamingo and then they let the people drown.
yeah, that's what happened.
I actually know. A helicopter. Like, they did a full-on, like...
The U.S. Coast Guard had to bring a helicopter and rescue...
I don't know why they didn't just use a boat. I feel like these Coast Guards, they get bored. You know what I mean? They're like, yeah, we gotta save the flamingo, rock and roll, gotta get them. And it's like, it's they're like fine. When you go to they're the doctor, on the flamingo,
and like, they want you to take an MRI and a CAT scan because they're like, we gotta pay for this equipment, so let's just give this person with a, you know, a hangnail an MRI. That's insane. It reminds me, I was reading about on Reddit the people that inspired the movie Open Water, which is like, I have never even seen that movie because it's my biggest fear. Two people were scuba diving, a couple. Mm-hmm. They were in Bali and then they stopped over in New Zealand. They went on a scuba expedition and they were left behind. And it changed in 1998, this couple. And it changed the procedure.
Did they die? Did they?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's so crazy. So the movie Open Water is one of those movies where it's just almost a single camera on this couple the whole time as they face that they've been stranded in the middle of the ocean and are going to die. And what do they do? And in their last moments, I've never watched it cause it's too horrific, but it was based on a true story with this couple that happened to. And the real sad part is like, they didn't realize the couple was missing for 2 days because they went back and cleaned the boat and they found their like bags and they were like, found their passports and they were like, what? And this couple,
imagine that conversation, like, like to the boss, be like, all right, so I kind of fucked up.
I saw the guy that,
oh my God,
the guy that was doing the head counts that took them out was charged with manslaughter. And he got off and the families of
he got off.
Yeah. He like, because it was unintentional. He didn't mean to. And the regulations just weren't there. The procedures weren't there to make sure this doesn't happen. They are there now. So you don't have to be scared of this happening as much. I mean, it's always a chance, but they found a board, a diving board, much like the one you're using, Noah, to say, wrap it up, bitch, that they wrote on it. And they said, the date, and it was the day that they went missing. And it said, please send help. We don't want to die. Like, it's so sad. And they found it washed up on the shore. And they found the woman's sweatsuit or wetsuit. And they determined that the guy was probably, I guess in the movie, the guy is eaten by sharks as she's watching because they're just like giving up and they're being swarmed by sharks. And then in the end, the girl is the last scene. I've never seen the movie, spoiler alert. But the last scene is the girl realizing her fiance young husband is being eaten by sharks. He dies and then she doesn't want to die by sharks. So she has that decision to make of like, what do I do? Do I wait for the sharks to get me or do I drown myself? Oh. And you just see her go down and like drown herself, which is like always, I know this is really grim, but it always makes me think of September 11th and the people that jumped and how you're faced with two decisions like that and like how awful burning must be to choose the other thing. And moving on to the next story.
Wait, hold on a second. We were on a text thread talking about Alaska. So when I was looking at this story, I remembered Andrew saying something about getting stuck on a glacier. Oh. And if I don't hear that story, I don't know what's going to happen.
Wait, you got stuck on a glacier?
No. So I did a helicopter ride with my dad and my older brother. We went to Alaska. We did a cruise in Alaska. We left from Vancouver. And we went to Juneau, we went to Anchorage, and we flew a helicopter and landed on a glacier. And it's 70 degrees out, and you're standing on this giant piece of ice. It's completely quiet, but the sun's out. Like, it's just, it's a really weird, it's like having a bad arm with a shitty, you know, young tattoo. and so I'm out there, and I'm on the helicopter, and we get on the glacier, and I didn't know this, but there's holes in glaciers that go, like, 1,000 feet. Like, if you stepped into them, there's no reason why a kid should it still gives me goosebumps to this day because me and my brother, we were from Florida. We never found snow or never played with snow. There was a little bit of snow on the glacier. So we're throwing snow at each other
and running around.
And running around with these holes in the fucking glacier.
Why did no one tell you about the holes?
So, well, now there's a procedure in place. No.
Yeah. I mean, there should be. Is there?
There should be caution tape and with like a fence around these things. Yeah, it's wild
So you just narrowly escaped falling in one of them just by happening.
No, so I fucking was throwing the snow and I stepped back and my leg went through the glacier because I went and I stepped on a place that was too, the ice was too thin. But if both my legs went in, I would have been, obviously I didn't fall in the hole because I would be dead, but I stepped on a thin piece of ice that if I was paying attention, I wouldn't have done. So I step in and I catch, you know how unflexible I am, but I caught myself like a cat, and I pulled myself up, but I was in the water, like past my, ice water, past my hip.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was fucking wild. And then my dad, I remember my dad being like, God, like kind of like angry at me. And my jeans, I was freezing, obviously, but like, I sometimes think about moments like that, like I could have easily fell through the hole. I could have, like, how just did I caught death. Myself? Yeah, near death kind of experiences that, like, have you ever had, like, a, what was the most?
I said it the other day on the podcast, I think. No, I talked about it yesterday on a podcast, but I, or the other day. I got
by the way,
by
Alaska's incredible. I recommend going there. Like, the husk, there's, we met the Iditarod Huskies, you know, the ones that run the race. And the biggest husky ever, I met a 185-pound husky.
It's like you're
awesome.
Talking like a kid who met the Globetrotters. You go, you know, there's not just one pack of huskies, right? You're like,
no, it's one
I met
pack.
The it's
one
pack. It's like,
they're dead now.
You know,
but
there's like a lot. Okay, why do I care? What's our celebrity news today?
Jason Sudeikis.
Wait, let's. Why do I care?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I care about Jason Sudeikis. Okay. I heard he's heartbroken. Is this what I'm about to hear?
No.
Oh.
Yes, of course.
Damn it, I know.
The he's heartbroken, is, massively upset over ex-fiance being with Olivia
Wilde. I love that I never know Wilde what the him. Why do I care story is going to be, yet I always have already read it. Because I read this shit all the time, and I saw this headline that Jason Sudeikis is so heartbroken over Harry Styles and Olivia.
Who were got together apparently a month before they were officially separated.
I've heard that speculation on the gossip blogs. And, you know, it's all anecdotal and it's none of it is, you know, I don't think confirmed. But listen, when a relationship is failing, whether it be a marriage or not, this is why I care about the story. It's nice to see a man being sad. I like hearing that someone's devastated and can be in their feelings if it is true. And I think that I want to be gentle about this. I don't think infidelity is good. I think it leads to a lot of pain. However, I once had a therapist who told me that sometimes to get out of a relationship, you need the prospect of another. And if you're listening right now and you're like, Nikki, that's bullshit. How could you say that? It's never okay to cheat or flirt. Then you've never been in a situation where you feel like if I leave this guy or if I leave this woman, I'll never find someone else because they've convinced me I'll never find someone else because I'm in an abusive relationship. And so the prospect of something can actually help you remove yourself from a situation.
But what if it's not abusive?
That's another case where you need to look at why you can't be honest with the person that you're dating and tell them that your feelings have changed and that you have a crush on someone. My favorite story of this is my friend who was married isn't any longer because her husband cheated on her and wasn't honest about it. But years prior to that, she was working with a guy who she developed a crush on. She couldn't help it. You know,
well,
it happens.
What happened
you can't
with Harry Styles and Olivia? They're together 25 hours a day
I'm
for 6 months.
If I ever
in the
dated
same trailer.
A director, actor, anyone that's gone for a long time on location, bye-bye.
Harry
listen,
Styles.
You can not try forever. Just if you develop a crush, let me know.
I wouldn't let her go to the concert. I wouldn't let my girlfriend even. I wouldn't let her sit in nosebleeds with hot Harry. Now you're going to let them be in a trailer together for 6 months?
I know. And she's the director, so she looks badass. And he's like a guy who...
Oh, no one's talking about that.
No
the
one,
power dynamic.
Well, yeah, no one is talking about that, but they need not. I'm just saying that
no,
Harry is someone that wears dresses
should.
And is very comfortable not being... Like, is very comfortable with women being in power and not intimidated by that. So, yeah, it seemed to me like a thing that was could have happened and could have maybe we foresee it. However, I just want to say I really shout out to anyone who has been cheated on and it's not okay. I really wish everyone could be honest. But my friend, before I get to Reddit dump, this is what happened. This is what I think. We can't deny that our feelings, you can't help your feelings. If you develop a crush on someone that you work with or that you encounter on a day-to-day basis and you're in a committed relationship, hopefully you can be honest with the person you're dating, like my friend did. This is years before her husband cheated on her. She went to her husband and she goes, babe, I have to talk to you. I have a crush on Antonio or whoever it was. And he goes, yeah, right. because the guy was just kind of ridiculous, and he goes, and he, and she goes, I'm serious. I don't know what it is. Like, I feel an attraction. I don't, I'm mad at myself for doing it, but it's happening. And I just want you to know, and I want to get ahead of it, and I want to talk to you about it. He laughed it off. Like, this is a joke. And she goes, I'm not kidding you. It's a real thing that's happening. I'm going to keep seeing him, and I need to address it. So she said, what I need is for us all to go to dinner together and meet together so that we can like join together, and it can be you and me against him, and knowing that like you and I now, he doesn't know I have a crush on him. I didn't let him know. And it's him and I against you. It's me letting you know I have a crush on this guy. And now let's go to dinner with him. And now let's make fun of the fact that I am liking this guy, because I don't want to like this guy. Let's work together to get me in a place where this is like, we laugh about this, but at least I get to be honest with my husband and tell him how I'm feeling, even if he laughs at me about this. And guess what? As soon as she went to dinner with her husband and they both were like, you like this guy? Like, it suddenly broke apart, and she never felt it again, even though she worked with him, because she got to be honest. Because when you keep feelings inside, and you, I've had guys have crushes on me who have girlfriends or who have wives. I've seen it. I know it. And I've had situations where they lie to their girlfriends or wives about their flirtations with me. It has never felt good. I have never encouraged that. I've always wanted them to go be honest with that person, because I don't want to be with someone. If I like this person, I don't want to be with someone who's going to lie to me about when it happens. And I don't believe once a cheater, always a cheater. I think it's a case by case scenario, but you know, hopefully you can be with someone who you can be honest with a crush about. What
all
do you think?
I know is if my girlfriend brought me to dinner with Harry Styles, your boy Game would be over. Blowing Harry Styles. I would be blowing
What him. Would you think, though?
No, I would be like, all jokes aside.
What would you think?
All jokes aside, it'd be very hard for me to hear that and to be like, look, thank
can
you
I do a role play?
I know, but I'm telling you how I feel.
Let me just see. Okay, but would you want to break up with her that she admitted that she has feelings for someone else? Or would you maybe take that as a sign that her needs aren't getting met in a way that maybe
I think
you
that
need
guy
to step
probably
up.
Tried to deal with it with humor, because the honesty is too much for him. And that's how he had to laugh it off. But
okay,
I
but
don't
still,
think I
would you rather not know? Because I'm telling you, when you don't tell, that's when it starts to brew into something more than a crush.
I know. It'd be hard. So, I don't know. It'd be hard. I think that...
I'm just saying, ideally, that's the relationship I would want. And it would be hard to hear that my boyfriend or husband had a crush on a girl at work that maybe is younger and cuter than me, or like my biggest fear, or Harry Styles, you know?
Yeah.
But I would want to know.
So let's role play.
Okay.
All right.
I'm so your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay, Andrew, I want to talk to you about something really difficult. We have no time for Reddit dump, but I'm going to get breeze through it because I want to do this role play. But Reddit dump is coming up. Okay. Andrew, I want to talk to you about something. I know we just started seeing each other and just recently became like quote unquote official, or you know, but I have been taking this spinning class, and my spin instructor, I have a crush. I have to admit, I have a crush. Like the same way I felt about you early on, I feel about this guy, and then nothing has happened. He has no idea. I don't even know that if he likes me. I'm guessing he does, because I'm a smoke show, as you know. But I just want to let you know, like, I have a crush on him, and I don't know what to do about it, and I don't want to. So I just
what is
wanted
it
you
about
be,
him that you like more than me?
It's not about more than you.
Yeah.
It, because obviously I would be with him if I liked him more than you, because I'm a girl that goes after what she wants. I'm just telling you that I need to get it out, or it might turn into something more. But the reason he makes me feel, there's just a certain, you know, sometimes
you like
he looks
he
at me and
do?
My vagina vibrates.
Do you, well, that could be the bike, but do you,
that's a good point.
Do you like being told what to do by this guy? Like what is, like, do you think
no.
outside of the spin class, like if you really got to know him, that you would care
I'm
about
attracted
him?
To him. You know, the way that I'm assume you're attracted to other women, I'm attracted to him, and he gives me attention and it feels good. And I, have been having sex dreams about him, and I don't know what to do about it. And I don't want to be with this guy. I mean, he's a spin instructor, and, I think he's married, but I don't know what to do. And I don't want it to turn into anything more. Do you think I should stop going to the class?
I mean,
are you going to break up with me now?
I don't love it. I'm not gonna lie to you. Also, you know, these classes are very expensive. I feel like you're paying $40 to cheat on me in a way in your mind, which hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could give to you what this guy is apparently giving to you. I guess I'm not fulfilling something for you. And maybe we could dress up. Maybe I could get a Peloton and you could get in bed and I could get on the bike and tell you what to do.
Will you just come to the class with me and then we can just like mock this guy together and then I'll never be able to see him sexually because you'll just destroy him?
No, the problem is I think he's probably a better bike rider than me and you're going to see me struggling.
They do have Celsius for sale in the lobby for $4 for four cans.
Okay, I'll be there tomorrow.
All right, let's get to Reddit dump.
I felt like that was pretty real.
No, that was really good. That was really good. And I like felt too vulnerable almost. All right, let's go to Reddit dump. This is what we do every Tuesday where I take you through my saved Reddits. We're going to breeze through those really quick. I mentioned a couple things earlier this week that we might not get to, but I promise that I will update you girls about the things that people have recommended that they get advertised on Instagram and the things that you shouldn't buy. One of those is the pore sucking thing. And I will, if I get to it on my Reddit dump, I'll share it with you. All right, so this one is... this was just a tweet that I loved from, this is from White People Twitter. This is the subreddit White People Twitter. And this is from a bitchy fucks in fucking bitch 34. I'm sorry. So, but this is a, that's the Reddit user. The tweet is White People Twitter is just funny tweets from white people. It doesn't have anything to do with being white. This is at Cub Mouth is the tweet. It says how I become a homeowner in my 20s. All right. Cut back on sushi. I only eat it 6 days a week. And then the second one is, my father, the inventor of blood, wired me $7 million. And I just love that because, you know, millennials get shit about, like, stop buying avocado toast. So that was really funny to me. Then this was another tweet from White People Twitter from 416 Bando. This is the tweet.
Oh, I love this guy.
Picture this. You're 31. You just married your soulmate and are on your way to your beautiful honeymoon. The plane lands in Bora Bora. As it touches the ground, your wife begins clapping. She's an airplane clapper. You get on a plane right back to America and you never speak again. I love that because people who clap on planes when they land, don't do that unless you really want to. Okay, here's another one. I loved this. This is a also White People Twitter. I'm sorry I'm doing all of these, but this is from this is a quote from David Attenborough from Rogan _ Brendan. And that's because this guy's name is Brendan Rogan, not because he's a Rogan fan. Brendan Rogan says a truly fantastic analogy from David Attenborough and as always, so very true, emojis of hearts and, you know, fist pound. And this is the quote. If you collect 100 black ants and 100 fire ants and put them in a glass jar, nothing will happen. But if you take the jar, shake it violently, and leave it on the table, the ants will start killing each other. Red believes that black is the enemy, while black believes that red is the enemy, when the real enemy is the person who shook the jar. The same is true in society, men versus women, black versus white, faith versus science, young versus old, etc. Before we fight each other, we must ask ourselves, who shook the jar? Love that. This is from Science, subreddit Science. This is just a report. Spanking has effects on early childhood behavior similar to those of adverse childhood experiences, ACEs, as they're called, adverse childhood experiences, which are commonly known as physical or emotional abuse or neglect, parental mental illness, parental substance abuse, and others. So if you have a parent that was a meth head, it's almost as bad traumatically for a child as if you were spanked by a parent who didn't do meth. So spanking is not the answer. Were you ever spanked?
The last time I was spanked, I told my mom, was that supposed to hurt? And she stopped. I was like 13. So I was spanked a little bit, but nothing like horrible. Nothing like...
Was that supposed to hurt? What a smart ass thing to say. Sweet. That's what got my sister used to do that. Didn't hurt when my parents would spank her and they would spank. Then you would try to make it hurt.
Oh, really?
Didn't hurt.
Yeah, she didn't want this.
I didn't really get spanked. I could always tell my parents like didn't want to do it when they did it. So it was almost like I didn't respect them. Almost more because of it. Let's move into our final thought. From the subreddit Ask Men, Correct Baseball 9464 asks, how is it that the penis and balls don't get crushed / squished when walking, sitting down, and having someone else sit in between their legs? I've always wondered this as well. This is a woman asking men. This is why I love Reddit. So can you answer it, Andrew?
Yeah, your dick isn't, your balls, they're like putty. They're not like hard all the time. It's like it's soft with it. It doesn't hurt because also your ass is soft. If it was a blunt force and it was just your bony ass, like just a bone in your ass, that would hurt.
Okay. The answer is, for one, the dick isn't directly between your legs, said Loned Purr on, which is a good point. It's in the front. So it's not like directly between your legs getting squished all the time by your and also you're right, when the penis is flaccid, not only does it take less space, it also molds comfortably.
Yeah, we could fold it like anything.
And then this was a great one from Sex, the subreddit Sex. I finally found the guts to use a vibrator during sex .. and oh my god .. then you open it, the body of it says, so I finally found what was missing during sex. I found the guts to ask my boyfriend if it were okay for me to use a vibrator. He was all for it. We chose to have sex in doggy since it was the only position that came to mind in which I could hold the vibrator to my clit. Not true. You could lay down on the bed and he could be on the side of the bed standing and you could easily hold it. He said that he even liked it because he was able to feel the vibrator touch his dick. Overall, I came in probably 2 minutes. I have never orgasmed that quickly during sex. I want to explore more with using the vibrator during sex. Does anyone have any suggestions on which positions? Okay, so I just gave you one. This I picked because you also said that like vibrators make girls come so much faster during sex. Like, why aren't we using them? Are you threatened by that at all?
Not at all. Please, okay. Bring in more robots. I don't give a fuck. I really don't.
Loved it.
I don't care at all. And doggy is a great way to do it. And you can feel the vibration on your penis. It does help.
Yes. And then there's one more for Ask Women, and I'm closing up here. On Ask Women, a woman asks other ladies, okay, ladies, how do you prevent razor burn on your bikini line? I just want to say that a lot of times razor burn does look like herpes. They can become infected, and it's a really, it's an issue that a lot of women don't want guys going down on them because they don't want them to see them. I have had it before where I've been like, that's not herpes, which is never a hot thing to say before a guy goes down on you, even if it's not, you know? For me, 10 skin has really worked, but I use Harry's razors. I think using a men's razor is the best way to do it. Make sure you can also use girls have said that they use deodorant. This is the one that someone got from Noah. I wanted to share this with you because you might find this interesting. She says, deodorant? I know this. Yeah, this is from Put a Bird on It, a user. I know this sounds insane, but deodorant. I clean the area with alcohol after shaving. And yes, it hurts like hell for a second, but it passes quickly. You can also use a thing called Tend Skin. Tend, T-E-N-D, skin. You can get it on Amazon. It works just as well. She goes, I got this. She goes, Then I rub a deodorant stick over the shaved area. No more irritation or bumps at all. I got this advice from a stripper. She made an edit to this. Since this gained a bit of traction, I wanted to share my process. First, I exfoliate the area with an exfoliating cloth using my regular body wash. She uses Dove because she has sensitive skin. Next, she uses lather from the body wash and a fresh blade, which I recommend Harry's. I'm not sponsored by them. When I get out of the shower, I pat that dry area and splash alcohol, 70% alcohol on the shaved area. 70% is more effective than 91% at killing pathogens, which is what we are going for. I bought a spray bottle in the travel product aisle and filled it with alcohol and spray the shaved area. It's easier, in my opinion. After the area is nice and dry, I take my deodorant stick and I do a swipe or two over the shaved area, swiping with the grain. I use Dove deodorant again because it works best for my sensitive skin. It is the combo of deodorant and antiperspirant. I don't use the same one that I use on my underarms. I have a dedicated one that is used only for my bikini line, and it's been disinfected with alcohol. Good luck, everybody. I hope your bikini areas have a bump and irritation free future. If you are a girl that struggles with irritation down there, I'm not anymore. I don't know what I do to not have it, but I used to have it all the time. Please use that tip, and I hope it helps you. And we gotta go.
Or just have sex in the dark.
Yeah, or just keep, or just blind your partner.
Yeah, or fuck a blind guy.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. We will be back tomorrow, as you know. Get your friends into it. Just talk about us on Reddit in the podcast if you're a subscriber to Reddit's subreddit podcast. Because again, people were asking for funny daily podcasts, and I searched, and no one said ours. And I'm just like, can we get some
recommendations? Come on, Rogan, Brian.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. And keep sending in voice memos. Keep sending in, comments, concerns, questions. We love you so much. See you tomorrow. Yeah.